Hello, and welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and today in the studio we have Jordan Tinsley, a double-option marine biology and wildlife conservation major. She does all of this with a minor in chemistry as well. This student who does it all has been active on campus in several creative fronts as well. Jordan, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for us?
Hi, my name is Jordan Tinsley. I am a double option marine biology and wildlife and conservation major with a minor in chemistry. I am 20 years old and technically a junior, but I will be graduating a semester early, so not this fall, but next fall.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And could you tell me a little bit about how that marine biology focus works here on campus?
So I am technically a biology major with a focus in marine biology. How that works is there are some core classes in biology, which a lot of the other biology majors take, and some specific courses that make up for the marine part of it. So there are things like oceanography, marine biology, marine ecology and conservation, and stuff like that that makes it the marine biology option here at SEMO.
Wonderful. And so did you find that a lot of those classes kind of meshed with the wildlife and conservation major, and that's kind of why you tacked that on? Or
yes, that's like exactly what happened. So a lot of the core classes were the same as the wildlife and conservation major. And for these majors, you have a certain amount of credit hours required for the electives in each of these. So I am choosing to make those both count for each other while also having those core classes stack. It just kind of worked out, so I would only be taking a couple extra classes than I normally would be.
How did you come to that decision to choose those two focuses? Was that your advisors doing, or?
Yes, so I have brainstormed a lot with my friends, and ultimately I love my advisor. I have loved him since I first got here. My advisor is Dr. Michael Taylor. He has really helped me find out what classes I want to take, what kind of path I want to take, decide if I want to go to grad school or not, and helped me discover all these other kinds of things, and he's really, really awesome.
So being in a STEM major, is there any kind of like creative way that you sort of unwind, or are you very right-brained?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm super right-brained, but I do like to have fun and not be focused on school all of the time. So there are a few extracurriculars and classes here at SEMO that I've taken just to kind of step out of the work type of mindset. I was in the marching band here for a couple years, and I decided that I wanted to focus on work and school a little more. Not that you can't do that with the marching band, that's just what worked for me. So I was in the marching band for a couple years, and I played trumpet. I took an American Sign Language class with Krista Weber, and whom I adore. She's a wonderful person inside and out, an amazing teacher. I also am taking a ceramics class and a photography class this semester, and I've had a lot of fun working with creative and STEM classes this year.
And then back to your major and such, a lot of SEMO classes feature like some sort of hands-on kind of work. Do you get to do that in your major?
Yes. So in the marine biology major, it is required that we have experiential and internship requirements. So you can fill those in various different ways. So you can work with a professor for your internship opportunity. But the marine biology major specifically has a deal with the University of Southern Mississippi at the Gulf Coast Research Laboratory. So there are hands-on opportunities there. Some classes that you can take, the one that I am excited for and am interested in taking this summer, is the elasmobranch. You can tag sharks and rays. There are hands-on opportunities like that. There's lab work. There's lectures. That's a really great way for you to have some experience before you graduate SEMO.
Awesome. And from my understanding, you're also open water diver certified.
Yes, I am open water diver certified. I'm actually also advanced open water diver certified. There's a shop here in Cape Girardeau called Cape Dive and Travel, and they have these Discover dives that take place at the SEMO Rec Center pool. So those allow you to discover what it's like to breathe underwater, and they help you find out if you can do that or not. And they offer a lot of classes, a lot of certifications just at their shop. It's on Independence Street, so really not far from campus at all. It's a really, really wonderful opportunity, and I love the people there.
Awesome. And is there anything you'd like to note about your student experience here on campus at SEMO?
I would say SEMO has a lot of opportunities for every kind of student, whether you want to be really super focused with school or you want to be involved in your community and things like that. I think there's opportunities everywhere, and they definitely push you to grow as a person and a student.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in the studio with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.